Hello, my fellow trivia friends. We are back with a brand new episode of the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany, and I am joined with a very special guest, my daughter, Gigi. Hi, Gigi. Say hello.
Hi.
I have Gigi on board because we happen to be playing a couple rounds of her favorite show trivia. We are so obsessed. We've now watched this show two times through. It's become one of our all-time favorites. And I would, you know, not be lying if I said I was starting to wear a little bit more black. As a result, we are playing Wednesday Trivia. Gigi, how much do you love Wednesday on Netflix?
A lot.
A lot. We keep watching it. It is so great. We are huge fans of Jenna Ortega. Oh my gosh. Best new series that came out. If you haven't watched it, get back to watching it and then come here and play trivia with us, okay? This show has been requested by Liani, Harlow, and Haley. We're going to give a shout out to Ava and Jenna, as well as a happy birthday wish to Hudson and Ollie. Okay, I'm going to lead you through two rounds of Wednesday trivia. I'll ask you a question, then I'll give you 10 seconds to come up with an answer. Give yourself 1 point for every correct one. At the end, tally up your score and crown the winner. Gigi, are you feeling confident in your mother about this Wednesday Addams trivia?
Yes.
I do too. I mean, we've watched it a lot. I feel like you're going to almost have a perfect game. Okay. Round one, question one. What are the names of Wednesday's parents?
Morticia and Gomez Addams.
That is correct. Okay. Question two. Wednesday is sent to what boarding school?
Nevermore Academy.
Nevermore Academy. Honestly, I wish I could go to Nevermore Academy. I used to wish I could go to Hogwarts, and now I'm definitely team Nevermore. What about you? Hogwarts or Nevermore?
Nevermore.
Same. Okay, question three. Wednesday's roommate Enid is what kind of outcast creature?
A werewolf.
Yes, she is a werewolf. Okay, question four. Where does Wednesday meet the non-classmate, Tyler?
At a coffee shop.
Yes, they meet at a coffee shop. She is a big coffee drinker, and who isn't? I know you love your Starbucks, girl. Am I right?
That's right.
Question number five, besides crushing on Wednesday, what does Xavier Thorpe have the power to do?
Bring drawings to life.
Yes, everything he draws comes to life, which is creepy. I'd be drawing $1 million personally, but I mean, yeah, draw monsters. Okay, question six. What does Enid make Wednesday for her birthday?
I do not remember.
What? I've stumped you? It's a snood, which is a real thing. It's like a weird neck warmer thing. Okay. Question seven. What is the name of the non-magical plant professor?
Professor Thornhill.
Yes. And fun fact, Professor Thornhill was actually the original Wednesday Addams in the Addams movies from the 90s. So like full circle. Okay. Question eight. What costumes does Wednesday and Enid's team wear for the Edgar Allan Poe Cup?
They are dressed up as cats.
Yes, and they are the most adorable cats ever. Okay, question nine. Who does Wednesday bring as a date to the Raven?
Tyler.
Yes, Tyler. Final question of this round. What instrument do we see Wednesday play in the first season?
Yeah. She played the cello.
That's right. Do you play any instruments, Gigi?
A little bit of the piano.
But not the cello?
No.
It looks pretty hard. Okay, good first round. You only missed one, which I'm pretty shocked about, you know. But we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will be back with round two. If your New Year's goals are to manage your budget better and save money, get excited because you need Rocket Money. Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill, is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills all in one place. Over 80% of people have subscriptions they forget about, and I am one of those people. Like the streaming service you bought to watch that one show or the free trial that you never even used. This was my biggest issue. I signed up for free trials to watch something, and then I totally forget or cannot figure out how to cancel it over and over. Rocket Money found four streaming services I was not even using. It's magic. Rocket Money makes canceling subscriptions as easy as a click of a button. Simply find the subscription you don't want and press cancel, and that's it. And Rocket Money will cancel it for you. No more long hold times, so customer service, or tedious emailing back and forth. Over 3 million people have used Rocket Money, saving the average person up to $720 a year. Stop throwing your money away. Cancel unwanted subscriptions and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/roadtrip. That is rocketmoney.com/roadtrip. It is the best new thing to use to save money. rocketmoney.com/roadtrip. Okay, we are back for round two of Wednesday trivia. You only missed one on the first round. Let's see if we can have a perfect score. I don't know. We'll see. Question one. What's the name of the evil pilgrim who originally led the charge against Nevermore outcasts?
Something Crackstone.
I'm going to give it to you. It's Joseph Crackstone. He even sounds evil, to be honest. Nobody grows up with that name and ends up being a good guy. Okay, question two. Besides Enid, who is Wednesday's bodiless bestie, always by her side and in her bag?
Thing.
Yes, Thing. I could get so much done around the house if I had a Thing. Gigi, will you be my Thing?
No.
Oh, fine. Okay. Question three. Which relative surprises Wednesday at school while also evading the police?
Uncle Fester.
Oh, good old Uncle Fester. Always in for a laugh and a little mischief. Okay. Question four. What is the name of the principal of Nevermore?
Principal Weems.
Principal Weems. And I loved her. I loved her. I didn't think I was going to like her to start. And then she ended up being one of my all-time favorite characters. All right. Question five. What is the name of the student who leads the beekeeping club and finds himself in danger when while Wednesday is at the dance?
Eugene.
Yes, Eugene. He is such a good friend. Loyal to the end, that Eugene. Okay, question six. Fester steals a motorcycle to get around with. What kind of business is this motorcycle from?
I don't remember.
Stumped again. It's a dog walking business, because it has dogs on it, you know. All right. Question number seven. What is the name of the secret club that meets in the dungeon of the school?
The Nightshade Society.
Yes, the Nightshade Society. I would totally be a member of that, by the way. I would like to think that I am cool enough and Nevermore to be in the Nightshades. All right. Question eight. Enid has a crush on Ajax, who is a Gorgon. What is different about Ajax?
His hair is made of snakes.
Yes. He has snake hair that turn you to stone if you look at him. You know, just a little minor flaw in an overall very nice dude. Okay, question nine. Wednesday is required to meet with a psychiatrist. What's her name?
I don't remember.
Oh my gosh. This is three. I didn't think I'd stump you, and I stumped you three times now. Dr. Kinbot is her name. All right, final question. At the end of the first season, what does Wednesday finally let Enid do?
She finally lets her hug her.
Oh, it is so cute too. I cried when it happened. Did you cry, Gigi?
No.
But like you wanted to on the inside?
Sure.
Okay, I know. Me too, girl. Me too. It is like just the sweetest friendship ever. And they are my two favorite people. And Gigi, will you be like the Enid to my Wednesday? Or I'll be the Enid to your Wednesday. I will be whichever one in the scenario you want to be.
Okay.
Okay, fine. Great. Thanks for hanging out with me, Gigi. All right, guys. I want to know how you did. Gigi only missed three questions this whole game, which is actually pretty darn good. So go ahead and head to our Instagram and Facebook and let us know how you did. And the fact that you survived an upper episode is pretty awesome indeed. All right, make sure you leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. If you have a show idea, go ahead and leave it in that review. If you have a birthday or want a shout out, also leaving us a 5-star review is a great way to do that. Just make sure you leave your name because that's how we know who to say the shout out for. So that makes it super helpful. And we also love getting all of your pictures of you guys playing Road Trip Trivia. Just make sure your parents send them over with your names as well so that we have permission to post them. We love seeing your smiling faces. All right, trivia nerds, have a great day.